produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa, and the name of our program is called Unede on a Ndizanati. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. It is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Sanbonani Bazalwane, Jesus. Unyaka sowuyaphela manje, sesingene kuNovember. This is the day that uNkulunkulu that has made, and we definitely are rejoicing. In fact, let this be the month that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. On that note, let me introduce our topic for namhlanje. Today we are talking about ukuthemba kaNkulunkulu ukuphila kwethu. Let me explain it. Ukuthemba kuNkulunkulu kungukuphila kwethu, meaning that when we trust in God, we live. We're going to take our scripture reading from Isaiah 40, from verse 31. Sizosihlaziya, sisinabe, sihlale and enjoy the scripture together. Can we do that, bazalwane? Okay, let's read Isaiah 40, verse 31. This is the version. Let me just check. It's the New King James Version. It reads thus: "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne with worship and with thanksgiving. Sibongilanga nomusa wanamhlanje. Lord, the Bible says your mercies are new every morning. This is surely a day that you have made, that we are rejoicing and that led in it. Namhlanje babe sihlokweni sifundiwe uIsaiah 40 verse 31. The Bible says that you renew our strength because we wait on you. We mount up on wings like eagles, we run and not faint, and we never get tired. Baba, as we sidingida lendaba namhlanje, sicela inhlakanipho vela kuwena. Sicela Nkulunkulu, each and every person that is listening through the sound of my voice, that Lord, you ndeboshenda madangeko kodoboshenda mata, you give us the understanding ndeboshenda madangeke nomoto, because your word ukuphile enhlizweni zethu ndebokhokala botengena mata. Sisahambe ekhlabeni ndebokhokodobosha. You say in your word that the word is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. May it give illumination, light unto our spirits in the Bokongonomosha. As we face the world on daily basis, may we know who we are and whose we are. In the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bazalwane. Jesus, this is a very beautiful topic. In fact, you know, when I was preparing and looking at this topic, it came in my spirit, Guti, we all need this. As I'm preaching to you today, this scripture has spoken to me first. Ukuthemba uNkulunkulu ukuphila kwethu. Okay, now bazalwane, let's zoom in onto our scripture today. As it begins, let's analyze it. Ukuthemba uNkulunkulu ukuphila kwethu. Sithe our scripture is on Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 31. "But those who wait upon the Lord." Let's just wait laponje, wait. When you think about waiting, you think about somebody mean, but this is not what it means. Waiting in this case, it means trust in God. Trust in God. Being dependable to God and surrendering. Knowing and believing that His will for your life izosebenza. When you trust in God, it means ubeka wonke ama belief systems akho aside and but just trust in what he says. When I just prayed right now, the scripture that came to heart was that he, Jesus, the word of the Lord is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. The word of our Lord is true and it's perfect. This is the Bible, the Proverbs. Bazalwane, as we wait upon the Lord, as we trust in the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, our path becomes clear. Uthi uNkulunkulu kuJoshua 1, verse 8. Don't let the word, the book of the Lord, depart out of your mouth. Uthi meditate on it day and night. This word of the Lord, meditate, think about it day and night. As you do that, you make your way prosperous and you receive good success. Meditate, Jesus. Wait on the Lord. They that wait. In fact, when you this version, the King James, it's those who wait. It means those, anyone who wait upon the Lord. Anybody who's dependable, trusting in God. It ungaba umama anywhere in Cape Town. It can be a child in Durban. It can be somebody somewhere in Africa, in America. Anybody somewhere right now who's believing and trusting in God, who's waiting on God. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Bazalwane, why do we need to renew our strength? The same scripture. Bezuli kulmanguti. Let's go to verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, he increases strength. Why would he give us power? There comes a time in life when we are so weak. For example, if you experience a divorce, that makes you to be weak. If you experience retrenchment at work, that makes you to be weak. And somebody dies in your family, the very people that you love, that makes you weak. There are many things that cause us to weaken on this earth. Violence on its own. We live in countries where there's just so much violence that weakens us spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and all around. We become weak. But the Bible tells us, oh, they that wait upon the Lord. Meaning, in the midst of everything that you go through, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of lovelessness, we wait upon the Lord. Then he gives us strength. He empowers us with his power and with his strength, with his domineering power. When he created us, he says we must dominate. So when we get tired, yena uNkulunkulu sinikeza amandla. You know, when the Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, meaning that Jesus, there is power that is within us. As you receive Jesus Christ, the word of God says, the spirit of truth, the counselor, the helper, the helpmate, to help you. This is the strength esibanazo in the inside of us. Because we wait upon the Lord. Them that wait, those that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Verse 80, they shall mount up on wings like eagles. Jesus. Wings. Why do we need wings? We are proportioned and we are positioned by God to dominate and take our rightful positions. Kulomhlaba. Each and every one of us unomsebenzi awuzele emhlabeni. There is no single one person who has no purpose. Yes, the Bible tells us about the man who left, the master who gave his servants talents. One was given 5, another 4, 3, 2, and 1. The one who was given just one talent did not use it. And when the master came from his holiday, in fact, that story depicts Jesu Christ who has come on earth to die for our sins, then gave us Ephesians, is it Ephesians 4 from verse 12? It is for some he gave to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, the ministry gift, the ministry in the bondebo shenda matter. But not everybody sinikelwe ngokufana. But when you take it to the other party, ama talents, some people are given more gifts. Because in 1 Corinthians 12, ikhuluma ngama spiritual gifts, the 9 spiritual, is it 9? I'm not going there right now because that is not my point. But here is that we are all gifted. There's a purpose uNkulunkulu asinikeze yona. And if we do not fulfill it, we have wasted time. So ithi la iBhayibheli ukuthi we will mount on wings like eagles. Remember, somebody once explained the story of some eagles. What eagles also take time to heal, mawebekwa entabeni, and as they heal their whole body, ama wings abo avele kabusha after they have gone through that process in the re-strengthening. They get to renew their wings and they soar. But maybe bigger pants, they're able to see a vision by a corner. And as they go down, if you watch some of these adverts, maybe Zotati Fisherman's in, they have a clear vision. They just scoop a prayer and move up again. We saw on wings like eagles. But in our case, we take our right positions on this earth. We do exactly that God has told us to do. As I've mentioned, we are purpose on this earth to do msebenzi kaNkulunkulu. Some are pastors, some are evangelists, some are prophets, some are apostles, and some are the teachers of the word. Some and deboshendamata have gifts of the spirit. Some of us are given the gift of healing, and of working of miracles, of speaking in tongues, and of interpreting tongues, of prophesying. All those gifts work together to build up the body of Christ. So like ability, they shall mount on wings like eagles. Basically, they shall run and not be weary. Imagine running and not be weary. Run and not be weary. We can't afford to waste time, says Mhlabeni. You know when the Bible says there's time for everything? Time to be born, time to die, time to this, time to that. You know, time to, this is my part, time to have fun, time to dance, time to sleep, time to do everything. I mean, as you wake up in the morning, you have time to wash yourself, prepare for work for those of us who work for ourselves, or for those of us who are employed somewhere, you prepare to go to work. There's transportation, whether you drive yourself or you get the public transportation. That is time that you put aside for traveling. Then there's time to work during the day, time for lunch, time for tea, time for presentations, time for loving, time for church, time for coming back home, time for cooking, time for spending time with family. If you do spend time with family, there's just time for everything. Daily, day in and day out, there's time. There's time Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even Sunday, you have time. Time to spend time with your holy God. There's time for everything. So as you run, because that is part of being running, you do not get tired. Why? Because he renews your strength. If you shall walk and not faint. As we have ipepozum zalwane la mhlabeni, you will walk and not faint, because Christ lives in the inside of you. Christ lives in the inside of us. It is important that we live in Christ. And those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings like eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Bazalwane, as I'm about to conclude our message for the day, can we, as South Africans, as people living on this earth, can we position ourselves to trust and wait upon the Lord? Is it possible that we can just learn to surrender to Him and be obedient to His will? You know, just to give a short, it's a little testimony, but it's, you know, something can be big and also be small at the same time. I'm in a process of, we are relaunching our company on the 30th, which is an announcement I'm making just now. However, we've been tight aimalin in like issues the man. And even like in the areas, the personal stuff that the financial experiences or financial responsibility that a person has to cover, Naglio era sometimes gets to be cringed. So Izolo, as I was doing my laundry in the morning, I needed just a little amount of money. And I was saying to God, Lord, what do I do? Normally we become pressed against the wall when we are in need of something now. Whilst the Bible says, don't worry about anything, but in prayer, make your request. It says as clearly, in Matthew 6:33, that we must seek first the kingdom. So in my heart, I'm saying, help. And the statement that came into my spirit was that within every problem, there's a solution. You know, and the Bible clearly tells us in Psalms 46 verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted on the earth. And the teaching or the lesson that I'm learning, Mina, as Pastor Tandwenyoni, is that as we wait upon the Lord, when you quiet your spirit in whatever circumstance, be it money, be it divorce, be it pain, like you are hurt and you know something is not working or working right in your household, but that thing of waiting and say, Lord, be still. As your mind becomes still, your spirit becomes still, its solution, it becomes evident. There's always a solution. So can we learn to wait upon the Lord? Can we decide ukuthi yazini? As uthandiwe, as unomvula, as uThembi, as uIsaiah, as uIsaac, as uPaul, we will wait upon the Lord. We'll be dependable. We will surrender. And we will trust in God and Him alone and no one else. God is able to renew our strength. Most of us have personal testimonies where we were challenged with one matter or another at some point. But because we trusted Him in Him, uthando nesitrength sakhe. I don't know if I once heard of a story of a lady who was about to be robbed and they call on the name of Jesus. Ngalowo mzuzu, uMoya oNgcwele came through and took those people, the thieves, waba throw away against the wall. Those people, babaleka, they ran away from the lady whom they were trying to rob because uNkulunkulu fought for that child or for that lady. He renewed this. Lomntana lona waba namandla afterwards. Ngihamba noNkulunkulu omkhulu, you know, renewed their strength. You shall mount of wing on or with wings like eagles. Positioning yourself, knowing who we are. Bazalane. Can we decide ukuthi our destinies, our purpose, our identity is in Christ, and we will make sure whilst we are on this earth ukuthi sizohamba ngokuthembeka nangewili kaNkulunkulu. We will know who we are and whose we are, and sizohamba ngaleyo ndlela. We will mount on wings like eagles. We will take our positions emhlabeni. Remember the gifts I've spoken about? We will run and not be weary. Let's agree. Ukuthi lendlela ashulu our former president athi indlela esihambayo. Besathi washumandela. The essence of the story is that the journey continues and it's long. Awulazi kusasa. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then the last part, they shall walk and not faint. May we not faint. May we see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Unkulunkulu, when he moves, asazukuthi, how does he help us in all these situations as emhlabeni? But yet in helping, he does help. When Jesus Christ came on this earth, he came so that we may have life and have it to its abundance. Just before I do the announcements, I just want to give that one person who says, I need to receive this Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Ungabusekhaya, or at the comfort of your own home, you can be at your office. You can be walking a straight right now, putting on your earphones, listening to this recording. But God is talking to you this morning and says, come in, my daughter, come in, my child, come in, my son. You know, you need to be born again. You need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Being born again, in Romans 10, it says, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you were raised from the dead. Come into my heart. Make me your child. Make me a new creature. I believed that you died so that I may live and live to the abundance that you have given. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I say it with my mouth. I believe with my heart that you are my Lord and Savior. Amen. Let me pray. Father, sibonga each and every person that has just made that prayer. Lord, uthe ezweni lakho kunenhlukumo nejabulo ezulwini if one sinner comes unto the kingdom of God. We pray for your children all over this world ukuthi bamazi uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi. Father, we pray that in the boshinda mata, that each and every person that has just made this prayer, that you strengthen them. Lord, that they renew their strength, that they mount on wings like eagles, that they run and not be weary, that they walk and not faint, that their purpose on this earth is defined and defined only by you, Lord Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, your name, Father God, your name, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name, Jesus Christ, you are Lord. Amen. Amen, bazalwane. Now, let me just remind you, Bazandana, about our announcements. Unlet the Prodigy, that is my company, is being relaunched this year, this month, 30th of November, at the Communal Hall, like Orlando East. For those of you who are in South Africa, it's in Soweto, Orlando East. The event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. We are not charging for people to come in, meaning that entry is free. You come with your lunch box or kaftini, but we'll be selling food on the day. Our three speakers for the day, we have Mr. Petulu Malapane, he's speaking on Impact Generation. We have Mr. Teboho Mokine, he's speaking on financial freedom through wisdom. We have Ms. Portia Nzepe, she's speaking on love, life, and purpose. For those of us who still need to sharpen our sword, this is a session for us. And we also have Umzamo, who will be doing poetry for us, and Umapizo, who will saturate us with worship and music. So Bazalano, you are welcome to come. You are welcome to come. It's 10 a.m., 30th of November this year, Orlando Communal Wall. Then, my other announcement is that Esungcede, we provide three services: motivation, counseling, strategic planning. Motivation on any topic at any event. So you can call us on the number I'll just give right now. then canceling its issues of life, whether it's depression, whether it's pain, whether it's struggling with whatever issue that you are dealing with as a human being, then we offer that service. Those services are not for free then, Bazalwan. Counseling is not for free. Motivation is not for free. And strategic planning is either for companies or NGOs, any organization that needs the service, it's not for free. We charge for those services. Then finally, I also want to announce that we sell my CD, Esu Pastor Tan Wenyoni, is entitled Getting My House in Order. It was a time in my life where I had a mental breakdown, starting kwaqala nge physical breakdown, where I had a paralysis in my hand, both my hand and my leg. I tell that story in that CD. It's a 31-minute audiobook CD, and it sells 400 rands a copy. I thank you for his katsenu, and we ask for his support. It was a pleasure sitting with you today. It was a great ndebo shata. It was beautiful ukuhlala nani phansi komthunzwelanga and sharing the word of God with you, Bazalwane. As I say goodbye, ngicela ukubonga for your time, and thank you for Ndebasha, for your ears. And thank you to the United Kingdom Network radio station for the opportunity to serve. In Jesus' name, I thank you. God bless you and good day. Goodbye.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, Lord, glorious greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. All the way from South Africa, this is Benjamin Kutswane with your program, Destined for Glory. And we thank God for Finding My Way radio family and Finding My Way as a supernatural portal of God's connection to download heaven's intents in the earth at this time. So we thank God that what heaven has conceived shall not be aborted. And we thank God that Finding My Way Radio is one of those channels, like the birth canals of what heaven has conceived. So we proclaim the blessing, and we pray the sustaining anointing of the Spirit of God even over the channel. And we support again and salute all the servants of God whom God is using to Finding My Way Radio. We salute you all in the name of Jesus. And to every listener right now, we invite you to join with us as we connect. But God has appointed for all of us in Christ Jesus that in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we will connect the glory we are destined for. So even as we go into our program today, let us pray together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for yet another day that you made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And even as we come right now, we thank you that you are the God who causes all things to work together for good, as we love you and are called according to your purpose. And Father, we pray for every listener right now. We pray for the revelation of Jesus Christ in their life, so that the life can come to the fulfillment of your prosperity of the soul, that from the prosperity of the soul, the spirit, the soul, the body, the current, and the material will experience heaven's riches manifested in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today as we pray even for our nations. We pray for the nation of America. We pray for the rulers in America, throughout the world. We pray for the rulers in South Africa and the continent of Africa. We bring all the rulers to you. We pray so that the church kingdom will lead a peaceable life, exalting the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, even as we continue today. We pray, be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, dear listener, this is your portion. This is your portion to know that together we can embrace what heaven has conceived for us. Now, I want to remind you that even as we began and continue in lifting the standard for the nations through this program of Destined for Glory, God is bringing us to the place of connecting the victory. Yes, victory of the knowledge of Jesus Christ by revelation. This is the umbrella mental scripture that I believe we are going to submit unto, because it's preparing us even for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say so? Because there will never be any other level, crowning level of knowing Jesus, save through the revelation of the Father. And you and I are here to embrace that in this season, so that in this season that we are living in the world we are living in, there will be hope for everyone that looks upon us, for the glory of Jesus Christ is being made manifest. We are living in the world that is stretched, that is strained from every angle. But we want you to know this, that in Jesus Christ, we have received the answer of even things to come. Why? The Word of God says in Hebrews 7 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means Jesus Christ is the only foundation and the only anchor that you and I can trust about our past, our present, and our future. He is the same yesterday, which means our yesterday can never condemn us. Why? Because when we look at our yesterday, now that we have received Jesus by revelation, we don't see our yesterday, we see Jesus. Which means there is therefore now no condemnation for us, as the word says in Romans 8 and 1. How is it that there is therefore now no condemnation? There is no condemnation because there is nothing in our past that can condemn us. Yes, that's what it means to you, dear listener, when you come to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe the devil has been saying to you, you have done the worst things. You cannot amount to anything. Look at your background. Look at the things that you have done. Look at what you have done to your own self. Look at what you have done to other people. But when you receive Jesus Christ by the revelation of the Father, you receive the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means Jesus will bring an equalization, which the Bible calls the soberness of the mind. Why? Because he says in Timothy, we have not received the spirit of fear, but God has given us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Now, that principle of the sound mind means we are given a balanced cognizance or a balanced perception, which means our past, our present, and our future is brought to the balance. And there is only one way that we can be balanced. It is through the one who is the balanced same yesterday, today, and forever. That's right. And therefore, when you look at your yesterday, when you receive Jesus, he washes your sins and my sins away. The Bible says in Psalm 103 that he separates our from our sins as far as the east is from the west. And therefore, when you receive Jesus Christ, you come to the place where everything that defines you from the past now is defined in Jesus, is defined by Jesus. And everything that you go through right now has the standard lifted up for it, and that standard is Jesus Christ. And everything you may have to face in the future, now you can no longer face it with fear or doubt. No, you have the assurance that the same Jesus, he is even in the future. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus Christ is the balancing standard of the Father upon which we can anchor our lives. We can foundation that can never be removed. Remember, when we read again in Psalm 11 and verse 3, the Bible says, if the rushes or if the foundation be removed, what can the rushes do? If the foundation be removed, what can the righteous do? We can read it again in this way and say, if the foundation be a movable foundation, if the foundation be a shakable foundation, what can the rushes do? This means that if you and I are going to claim to have any righteousness before God, yet it is not on the solid foundation that is the same and that it cannot be moved yesterday, today, and forever, if it is not on that foundation, our righteousness will not amount for anything. So this is it. Jesus Christ is God's balancing standard for the past, the present, and the future. And that's why in Him, our eternity past is settled, which means there is nothing even in the spirit, in the past, that can come to condemn us. Why? Remember His words to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. He said to him, before I formed you in my mother's womb, I knew you. That's right. And that goes for you, my dear listener, that before God formed you and I in our mother's womb, He knew us, which means He has set what I call the blueprint path for us, that if we want to refer and make reference of anything concerning our life in the past, it will never be limited to what was formed or how we were formed. No, but rather it will be covered by how God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. What does this mean? It means Jesus Christ, when He says He is the same yesterday, it means in the yesterday of our faith. It is the eternity past. It is in God. It is God pouring Himself into us. And when God pours Himself into us, no any other formation can limit us. Which means it doesn't matter how you were born. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter how you were conceived. Some children are called illegitimate children. Some children are called rape children or abused children. But I want you to know you are not limited to the definition of your formation. No, you are rather founded on God's original blueprint path, which is in the eternity path, which means there is an unlimitable character, an unlimitable identity for you and me in Christ Jesus, in God through Christ Jesus. When we connect that, then we know that God has positioned us to overcome every limitation and every formation that could limit us. So remember that therefore, when we are now in Christ, we have become new creation. And today I want us to highlight and connect that now as children of God, we have been brought to a place where our inheritance, listen carefully now, our inheritance is God Himself. Our inheritance is God. We are called to inherit God. And therefore, we are going to look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. You know it by heart, some of us, even as we mention it. It says here, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. And then he says, behold, all things are become new. Now all things are of God. And then he says, who has reconciled us to himself and given us the ministry of reconciliation. It says, God has reconciled us to himself. And therefore we know that in Christ Jesus, we are heirs of God to inherit all things from God. And that's why then Paul says to the Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 19, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the question is, which all things are we talking about? It is the all things that are of God. It means whatever I might ever need, it is in God. And how do I access it? By receiving my new nature in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and he says, behold, everything has become new. So it's my prayer that you and I will connect right now our inheritance in God and know that God has positioned us to walk differently in this world, differently in the midst of the sufferings of this world. God has conditioned and positioned us that we will walk in the inheritance of heaven, the inheritance of who He, God, is. Now, maybe you might be asking yourself, what is this inheritance story? Remember, we are receiving the covering embrace that we receive victory through the revelation of Jesus Christ from the Father. Why? Remember when Jesus received the answer from Peter about who Jesus is. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus' answer was, you are blessed, Simon Bar-Jonah. Why? Because not flesh and blood revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So our inheritance, therefore, ultimately becomes knowing God or knowing Jesus Christ by revelation in order to receive our inheritance in God. So let's look at the scripture that will line us up in this, because revelation comes by the Spirit of God. Listen, this is not about our minds. This is not about our articulation of the word. It's not about the words of men. Paul says, I did not come to you with the eloquence of speech, but I've come with the demonstration of the power. The demonstration of the power is what the Spirit of God releases and reveals by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So when we read in Romans chapter 8, look at Romans chapter 8, the word of God then says to us here, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then he goes on, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Know that we have now received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Why Abba, Father? Because the revelation of Jesus Christ comes from the Father. It doesn't come from our flesh. It doesn't come from our intellect. It doesn't come from our material things. It doesn't come from our associations. It doesn't come from our religious affiliations. No, it comes from the relationship, the covenant of relationship of the Father. The Father, Abba, Father. We receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, which means through Jesus Christ, we've been adopted into the covenant family of God, the kingdom covenant family of God, whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Yes, that's why the victory of the knowledge of Jesus Christ is to know him by revelation, because revelation is by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will lead you and I in our sonship walk as we receive Jesus Christ as the only Son of God. He is the Son of the living God, the Christ, the Messiah, even as Peter answered when Jesus asked the question. Let's go forward. Then he says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Yes, this is critical to the revelatory knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why do we need to know him by revelation? So that our spirit will bear witness with the Spirit of God. witness with our spirit, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. When we have received Jesus Christ by revelation from the Father, when we have declared, confessed with our mouth, according to Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And that confession is a confession that declares us to be children of God, sons of God. And this is the working of the Spirit of God who brings Jesus' revelation in our life. And then he says here, and if we be children, then we are heirs, heirs of God. And I'm coming to that. Let's go back again to the very verse. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Listen. When it says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit, it means the Holy Spirit gives us the confidence. Yes, there is a possibility to walk in confidence. Even right now, wherever you may be, whatever you might be facing, the enemy might be saying to you, are you really saved? Are you confident, some of us, in the call of God? The enemy might be trying to say to you, are you really called of God? Maybe because of the things that you are going through. Listen, this is the time to go beyond every measure of this world. This is the time to go beyond what I have seen, what ear has heard, what emotions and the heart have felt, and reach out to the things that are revealed by the Spirit of God. For 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it gone into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But it says, but to us, oh, to us, to us they are revealed by the Spirit of God. For the Spirit searches, listen again, all things. What are all things? All things are those, according to 2 Corinthians 5, 17, all things are of God. All things are those that come from God. The Spirit searches all things. And then he continues to say, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2, and he concludes by saying, he searches all things. And he says, yes, the deep things of God. I was hearing this now. Listen, this is your portion. We need the revelatory knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is a victory that will overcome every doubt, every lack of confidence, every doubtful persuasion by the things that are in the world. Now you can look above the things that are in the world, like the children of Israel before the wall of Jericho. You can lift up the eyes to what God is saying and what God has said, and not see what you see, but see what God says. And only the Spirit of God by revelation will give it to us to know that we have confidence. We have confidence. So don't let the devil doubt, make you doubt that when you give your life to Jesus, you might falter, you might fall away. No, the grace of God will keep you. The grace of God is able to teach you to live a godly life away from the lust of this world. The Word of God says it in Titus chapter 2. When we read Titus chapter 2, the Bible then says to us, the grace of God, in verse 11, the grace of God that brings salvation is revealed unto all men. And then it says, the same grace teaches us that we can live a holy life away from the lust of this world, a godly life away from the lust of this world. In this present life, we can live. So this is your confidence. So he says here as we conclude, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. This is the critical part, because we cannot continue with this, knowing that we are called to inherit God. Now listen, he says, if children, then we are heirs. Now heirs, or the place of inheritance, heirs means we are positioned for inheritance, which means we have been received into sonship in order for us to qualify for our inheritance. Now the question is, what is this inheritance? He says, as of God. What does the word as mean? It means inheritance. Inheritance of God. Yes, we are called to inherit. I know this is scary to the mind, and I know the devil might fight and make you doubt it, but listen to it as it comes fresh from the word of God. We are made to be heirs of God, inheritors of God, which means we can walk this world knowing that just as he is, yes, according to 1 John chapter 4, just as he is in heaven, so are we in this world. Just as Jesus is, so are we in this world. How are we, or how is he in heaven? He is in heaven, victorious, confident, healed, and beyond every limitation of our formations here on earth. And God is saying, by the Spirit of revelation, you and I can connect our inheritance of how Jesus is, for he is God in God, and therefore we can inherit how he is. And as we inherit how God is, we can manifest, therefore, his glory in the earth. This is where we are. This is what we are called to be. And then he says, therefore, if children, we are heirs, heirs of God. And God is like looking at the minds of many who might ask, how so? How do we become an heir of God? He says, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. And then he concludes by saying, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Why? Because Jesus right now is in his glorified state. And therefore, if we right now choose the foolishness to the mind of receiving him by revelation, of receiving him by faith, we are then positioned to be glorified with him as joint heirs with Christ. Listen, your inheritance is God, which means you receive God as your inheritance. That's why when we receive Jesus, we are receiving God. For in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is God who we receive in Jesus Christ. He becomes our inheritance. And therefore, listen, when you receive Jesus Christ by revelation, you receive the victorious living of knowing that you are an heir of God. Stand strong, for you are destined for this glorious position. God richly bless you as you continue to witness for Jesus Christ. We meet again in our next program. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.